Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll talk about Alec Baldwin's tragic accident on his movie set recently. And big news for Stephen Marjorie's daughter, Lori Harvey, on the launch of her new skincare line. We'll talk about all of this at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time for the pastors and church complaints.
We gather auspiciously as we reconocally and dubiously come forth with the entire congregational healing and messaging. Now, Deacon Def Jam is not here today, so I will refer to my older brother, Maine, that has been in the ministry for as long as I can remember. Ladies and gentlemen, my older brother, Reverend Honorable Ad Noy. Come on, Ad.
First of all, thank you. Good morning, everybody. I'd like the church to excuse me for what I'm about to say. Lord, I don't want them to look badly on me about what I'm about to say. But Deacon Motown knew damn well last night his ass was not going to be here.
Yes,
favorable phone call would
sir.
Have been nice.
Truth.
Would have been nice
yes,
to
sir.
Call me and say, I'm not coming. I'm sick. I'm ailing.
Sir.
Something my toe swole up or something.
Yes,
any damn thing.
Not the toe.
But not to show up and not to call.
Yes.
It
Come
shows
on,
that he
yes,
don't give a damn about what we doing here
yes,
in
sir.
This church.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
on,
we're
King
here
Tommy.
Every Sunday. I'm here waiting to see if he's not here, and I come here
letting
the Lord know that I'm going to be by his side. Now, here's, excuse me, church, his ass could have texted, could have sent
King
somebody
Tommy.
By the house, could have emailed,
could have
sent
alive.
A balloon up, could have
yes,
sent
sir.
Some smoke signals, or some damn
Put
thing.
It on him, man.
No,
come on.
Excuse me, but I won't be there tomorrow.
Yes,
tomorrow.
Sir. Let's ride his ass in the dirt.
You know what I'm saying? Thank
yes.
you. Here we are. We're here. We're here. Waiting
Crazy.
On him. And when do we find out his ass ain't here?
This
Just
room.
A few minutes ago. Just a few minutes ago.
With no preparation.
Just a few minutes ago.
Just leave us hanging.
Just leave us hanging.
Just
a few minutes ago.
Come
yeah.
on.
Nothing yes, else to do.
Yeah.
But fill in for his ass.
Yeah, you can't even prepare. Yeah. Waiting on this degenerate.
Degenerate?
Low life.
Yeah.
It's inconsiderate. Whatever the word is, he is it. Whatever it is,
whatever.
Uncrynolicable is what you're looking for. Uncrynolicable.
Combrablugable that he would do something like that.
Say it again, Reverend.
Combrablugable.
That he would do something like this.
Like that.
That's
something,
exactly the word
like
I was
that.
Looking for. You know, he done sit up in here. And I tell you something else. You come in here and put my older brother Adnoid on the spot where he ain't got time to prepare complaints enough.
I'm prepared. Don't think I'm not prepared.
Oh, okay.
I'm prepared. Okay.
No. Oh, we just asked
him. His ass ain't the one prepared. He's not prepared.
Yes, Lord. Preach out.
Here we go.
All right. Here we
go.
Let's settle down.
Here we go. Got my pressure up. I could feel it. My pressure go up like that. I could just
We
feel
don't
it.
Have your pills.
I don't have my
and
pills.
No, we don't have them.
So
go ahead.
Go. The babies that look old in the face would like to know if you would baptize them. We have several babies who look real old in the face. The baby... The baby is 3, but they look 46, and I want to know how you feel about that. Go ahead.
And them all them little bitty people that we calling babies that look old in the face happens to look just like the deacon that ain't here this morning.
Thank you. Thank you.
Who has starred in the movie Little Man. Who can't, he's so little he can't hold Emmanuel Lewis.
Yeah. And I'm with you. And it's mighty funny he don't want to come in today. Don't you find that suspicious?
Let me tell you right there. What? He went over Michael Jackson's house when he was young, and he thought Bubbles was King Kong. That's all I got to say. That's how small his ass is. And the little and the old in the face baby committee is probably Deacon Def Jam.
So there's about four of them, so they will be baptized. Thank you very much.
We're going to baptize them, but they're going to wear a Kanye mask.
They're going to wear...
Thank you.
I just wanted to get that. We will baptize them, but the babies will have to wear a hoodie backwards, so you won't have to look at them. Thank you very much. All right, here we go. Due to COVID, we have a lot of hand sanitizer left, and the church is wondering, could we fill up the baptismal pool and you baptize people using hand sanitizer? That way, people will be cleaned and baptized at the same time. How you feel about that?
I would, the only problem is with that, I'm afraid we're opening ourselves up to lawsuits, because when you go backwards, you can blow water out your nostrils, but Lord have mercy, that Perel is hard to blow out your nostrils. You gonna choke some people half to death. So I don't think that using a hand sanitizer in a baptism pool is a good idea.
So that's a no.
No, I don't think that's a no on that one.
As you know, this church is a large church, and we have several white church members, and they'd like to start a coalition called White Members Matter because they don't feel as if they're getting the respect from the black members. How you feel about that?
Well, we're going to let them protest for no damn reason at all so they can understand how we feel when we trying to tell them that black lives matter. We don't care nothing about your protests, just like you don't care nothing about ours. I suggest that for a couple of things that the three white members could do is the next time we're singing the Negro National Anthem, I bet your ass better not kneel. Try that. And see how you protest. See how you protest work out for you.
Every damn word. You better know every damn word.
All four of them verses.
Thank you, Reverend Motown and Reverend Adenoid. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.